Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh wait.
Yeah.
What day is today?
I don't know. It's just crazy lately.
Don't tell me about it. I still don't have power.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh. I mean, that's been a while.
It's our electric company. They dragged their feet on everything. They finally, and I mean finally, sent out somebody yesterday to do a quote unquote site assessment, i.e. see where they were going to put the new meter box.
Oh.
It literally took him 5 minutes. All he had to do was measure from the pole to the house where the meter was going to go, so they would know how long the lines were. But it took them a week to schedule it, and it's just like
Yeah, I that's kind of like here where, I remember when we use Teams now, but when we had the physical phones, so there was someone who had to come like turn it on, then someone else who like had to like flip the switch, and then someone else who like checked the physical phone. It was just ridiculous because I think they're all in different unions or something. It was ridiculous.
It's the same thing here because my spouse is like, oh, when are they gonna come in and hook up the power? I'm like, you don't understand. It's like the site techs are one group and then the linemen are another group. And then, so it's like whenever the linemen decide to come out.
Yeah. Oh, God. And yeah, I'm surprised anything works nowadays.
I know, tell me about it. Does anything ever work?
Well, we make it work.
That attitude. That's a good opening to the agenda planning meeting.
We make it work.
Like folio colon.
It
Oh,
Sometimes.
God. Sometimes, yeah.
All right. I apologize for the radio silence from me last week. I was out sick and missed a lot of stuff on all fronts. So this is my first time at one of our agenda planning meetings. Alexis having trouble with audio. We hear you now.
Oh, and wait, before we start, I totally forgot in the last planning meeting that our last meeting was actually the SIG updates. It was our SIG PC convener time. And I totally forgot about that. So I think that's why some people were confused. Laura was like, should I provide just a SIG update or, the priority update?
Well, Jeremy had a great proposal in terms of how we might shift this moving forward. And Martin, great question. We haven't scheduled it yet. So maybe that's a good place for us to start out. How do we want to implement this going forward?
So the first four presentations in the last 2 weeks, they were just ad hoc. So you just asked some random six if they can present. What
Over the
did
last
you?
4 weeks, I specifically asked SIGs to just sign up themselves for specific weeks where they had people available to talk about their priorities. Gave them a 10-minute target, and I was pretty pleased with the results. I thought that they did a really good job with that, and I understood, actually learned a lot about the SIGs we heard from. I don't know if anybody else had that experience.
Are we still signing them up? I don't think all SIGs have gone through yet.
Nope, it's time for us to. So basically, in the time that was available, it was August. Not everybody, was able to sign up. So I think what I've done is I've added two columns to our topic calendar page, which is where I tend to like kind of start out for planning. I'll share my screen too. I've got a lot of windows open. Second.
It's very useful to share the screen because at least I cannot see a link and then the Zoom meeting at the both time. I don't have a enormous screen here. So thank you for doing that, Caitlin.
You're welcome. Always my goal to be sharing my screen, and I sometimes forget, you know, so it's always okay to remind me. Here at LC, I would say, like most meetings, I have my screen up and I'm taking notes on the screen. So it's new for me to have the luxury of note takers, which has been really nice. But sometimes I don't know what to do with my hands. You know, like I'm used to, I think through seeing the bullet points. So I have added two columns to this product council topic calendar page. I also moved previous meetings down to the bottom. So here's the link to 2024, and then you can get the whole.
Now we see the tri-council meeting.
Yeah, you're displaying the tri-council meeting notes.
Oh, wrong. Good thing it was also piece of stuff that I was pulling up and not. Okay.
Not screen Facebook.
We've all been there.
It wouldn't be Facebook, but it could be, you know, sensitive data pertaining to our implementation or something. Okay, so here we go.
Yeah.
Here's the page. Link is in the chat. I tried to organize this in a way that was useful to me. It's the, for some reason, it is moved over. I might have done something last time I saved it, but the key things here is I've moved past meetings down to the bottom of the page. This is an expandable table, so you can just catch, you know, get all the recordings and stuff. I've added recordings and the meeting notes for the last couple meetings that we've had. So that's a helpful, like, quick reference for me to see, like, oh, on, you know, we did our call for liaisons on the 7th. Where is that? So I'm going to try to make an effort to move these rows down to the past meetings, the previous meetings table as they happen. It'll probably realistically be like every once in a while, I'll take a chunk and move it down there. So I've added a column for note taker, and the note taker has really jumped on that. Thank you guys. Look at this. We're almost done. Similarly, what do you think about having SIGs just self-identify and start signing up for updates? I imagine, like in all things, there will be the people. I think we've heard from the people who jumped at the opportunity to come, and there might be other SIGs that we'll have to really kind of like go after and coordinate with them a little bit more.
We could also take the last time we asked them to sign up and just take that order and just move it over the order that they did the priorities. But I think letting people sign up themselves is also a nice thing.
Jennifer?
I'm wondering if we have kind of this rotating and kind of the SIGs coming to report, should we be doing like less like written monthly reports? Like how, you know, because that's a lot of work with now preparing for this and, you know, the monthly reports and all of that.
So I'm curious, like having the top priorities identified and hearing about those priorities for me really gave us a lot of insight into the work of the SIG. Is there anything else we need to hear from them besides that? Charlotte?
So I think the monthly reports also, because more and more SIGs are, you know, canceling the meetings. So maybe that these reports could be changed into 4 times a year. But I think for our overview, that is the only way where we kind of can get an overview and identify if a SIG suddenly is dying. You know, simply there is no meeting for 6 months, and then the convener has stepped down, and you know, all of those. So I think still having the monthly, the 4 times a year, the quarterly reports would be our tools to identify, because typically it would be that there's there's problems in that kind of area. If a SIG suddenly dies totally.
That's a great point. Jennifer?
Yeah, I think we'll probably have to review, like, so the next SIG conveners update is it's December, so December 4th. So, you know, do we get rid of that meeting as well? Because, you know, I think the SIGs who, the conveners who've been here for a while know that, oh, you know, every quarter there's the SIG conveners meeting as well. So, you know, if we change that, we might want to, you know, have an announcement as well.
So do we want, so, okay, so it sounds like we're going to switch the written reports to quarterly. Are we going to have all the SIG conveners coming at once ever, or are we just doing away with those?
I wonder, people who are active in SIGs, is that useful?
I'm a SIG convener. I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing, so we did present for data import. And the one thing that I think my co-convener and I wanted to ask is really, in reality, what can the PC do for us? And we're not sure, honestly. So maybe that's something we can address as well.
If I can jump in, Jeremy, that's another thing I wanted to ask, if whether we could have some standing prompts to kind of take, like, reduce the cognitive load, like specifically what we want to hear from SIGs, like, are you meeting regularly? Do you have any major blockers? Are you adequately staffed, or resourced? It's not really staffed, but are those the sort of things that we need to, I mean, like, I'm trying to think, what are the things we need to know from the SIGs? All right, Jeremy and then Jennifer.
This is kind of old news at this point, but yeah, the proposal to switch to the rotating schedule was intended to be a replacement of the, like, kind of the convener meetings. So, like, an alternate approach to getting FaceTime with each of the SIGs. And then in regards to what we want to hear from them, I do think those, like, housekeeping things are a good idea, just to kind of keep our finger on the pulse of, like, you know, what's going on with each individual SIG. But then also, it would provide an opportunity to continue getting updates if there are changes in priorities and things of that nature. So, similarly to what we just had happen with the dashboard updates that the SIGs gave, it seems like that would be also useful information to hear from them.
Great. Jennifer?
Yeah, you know, it's a hard one, because I think, especially right now, there are a lot of groups worried about, you know, the reduction in developers, and kind of like, how are the councils going to deal with that? What is the response? I think, you know, each SIG has their own way of kind of self-organizing as well. You know, where I think acquisition SIGs has a process that's long-standing. You know, they're a little more mature, whereas, you know, then you go to the other side of things and a working group like Bella, where it's, you know, it's run by the PO. So it's a different flavor of organization. So I think we have to probably keep in mind that they are run differently, and they'll probably want different things and need help in different areas. That sounds very unhelpful, but I'm not sure asking about housekeeping for, like, for every SIG is
mm-hmm.
makes sense, really.
Jeremy?
In regards to what the PC can do for SIGs, I do think that that's it's a good question. I do think that Well, I just want to make a plug for a proposal that I have written recently that is concerning community directed development, and in it at least it envisions the PC operating with a little bit more control over resourcing specific development efforts, and I can only presume that those efforts, you know, where the PC decides to point those resources would be informed by things like the priorities that we're getting coming from the SIG. So at that point in time, you know, if we were to adopt a model like that, where the PC, you know, had more responsibility for directing specific development efforts, then it would be really, at that point, under that kind of approach, would be really obvious what the PC could do for the SIGs as they hear from them and are able to sort through the priorities that are coming forward.
And I can only second what Jeremy just said, because I think that is where we really can help the SIGs, is to push for, because we have pushed for that all the effort they have put in, the SIGs have put in for identifying these five top priorities, that it is actually being, you know, planned. And so we have kind of a responsibility towards the six for making what they have asked for happen.
I'm glad you brought that up. And I do think that I can't seem to move this over into the other column, and we're just going to leave that. This proposal does have interesting implications for the PC, and I think that definitely we're going to need the regular FaceTime with the SIGs, you know, should any of these ideas get adopted, to make sure that we are doing our part to make sure that they have what they need, kind of like we saw with the discovery group. You know, they needed some guidance from us. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought. Jeremy?
Even though in a world where the ideas in that document are being put in place, I think that once we are made aware of it, and, you know, made aware in such a crystal clear way what the priorities are from the SIGs, I think that, you know, we could also analyze the PC's relationship to product owners. And if there is a lack of movement in areas where there are clearly expressed priorities from the community, I think that it's a fair question for the PC to ask the product owners in that specific domain, like, you know, why aren't these priorities being evidenced in the work that's being selected? Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I'm sure we can find a less combative way of asking that than what I just did. But, you know, I think we definitely right now could be playing some sort of accountability role in making sure that the priorities that are being expressed by the SIGs are being reflected in the work that's being selected.
Totally agree. Accountability and also support. Like, what do you need in order to move this forward? Jennifer?
Well, I think once we get this on track as well, we can take a look at these priorities and how they fit into the larger roadmap discussion, as well as the vision for Folio. I think we'll have a much better idea of like where we're trying to get with each one of these. And there's probably some like overlap of kind of functionality or themes, you know, that we're just not seeing because we haven't done this work before. And I'm wondering if we have the SIG reports that are gonna be quarterly, we ask the SIGs to kind of roll in one by one, if we still need kind of like maybe a yearly SIG convener PC update to focus on, have you been able to complete your priorities this year? You know, how do you know, what do you see for next year? Kind of like this assessment of from year to year.
Jeremy?
Yeah, I think it almost seems to me, I do think I like the idea of like an annual kind of rhythm, but it almost seems like possibly if we are doing a rotation and we have information coming from the SIGs to the PC at, you know, at regular intervals, and then the quarterly updates, that maybe the annual meeting with the SIG conveners, it might be better to envision it as something where it's an opportunity for the information to flow the other way. It's an opportunity for the PC to kind of connect with the SIGs and kind of do some vision casting, maybe, or, you know, show how the roadmap is being affected by their priorities, and, you know, maybe kind of pump them up and, you know, draw their attention to, like, the fruits of their labor. You know, look, you guys have been, you know, working hard in the trenches, figuring this stuff out, and, like, you know, let's look at the development that's taken place because, you know, because of your hard work, or things of that nature.
What would be the correct timing for something like that? Should it be like when we update the dashboard? Should it be sync to WolfCon in some way, like before, after, during? Or do you want to do something like the complete opposite, you know, in February or something, so that we have like a milestone to anchor the other side of the year besides WolfCon? Thoughts?
You should do it when WolfCon mm-hmm. registration opens up. Everyone okay. will be all pumped up. And
So I actually disagree. I think the priorities planning has nothing to do with WolfCon. It really needs to be aligned with the flower releases mm-hmm. and a good time before the POs are planning for what their development team is to work on. Mm-hmm. We need to get our, you know, our planning kind of out of the scope of how we as community, and more in scope and in line with the POs planning.
I agree with that completely. And I think there's two different questions here. One is that, like, my question is, should this annual meeting of SIGs, where we're broadcasting information to the SIGs, be synced with? Is it something where we start by looking at the priorities and then talking through what, like, our PC goals are for the year? Or is this something different? I mean, that's, I think, that part of the question. I do completely agree that the priorities dashboard needs to be updated ahead of probably what the scope freeze for any given release. I think there's an open question there too about what the milestone is that we need to sync to. So Jennifer, and if anybody has a thought about which milestone in the release we should be making sure that the dashboard is updated by, you want to drop that in the chat.
So I'm thinking definitely we have to align ourselves to those flower releases with these priorities, make sure that they're getting through. But I think another side of it, which you alluded to, Caitlin, is that because there's a relationship to the vision as well as the general roadmap of Folio, every year the opening is about that roadmap. I mean, there's the roadmap that, you know, does its session, but the opening statement for WolfCon is all about, you know, what is, you know, how have we, you know, gotten to where we are, you know, where are we going? So it's all about kind of this summary of where we are, which I think it would be a good moment to kind of, for the PC to kind of say, you know, this is where we are, and, you know, to give out information to the whole community.
So in terms of timing, where does that, is this something we should be trying to get on the schedule in the next 6 months, or is this something we see happening later on out in the year?
Well, I think just the general assessment, probably next WolfCon, probably, because this WolfCon is pretty set. And there's already the roadmap and all of that. Mm-hmm. But for the priorities, I mean, so Sunflower is already done, right? So we're looking at Trillium?
Yes. No.
Or Umbrella. At,
Umbrella Leaf, or even one out further. That's why I just put in the chat, is like, if you're looking at priorities, and I'm taking this in a bubble where PC has a dev group that they have control over. But if you're looking at prioritization for a flower release, in reality, you should be looking probably two flower releases from what's currently being devved. because when you're working on, let's say right now we're working on Trillium, we're already refining things for you. And the features going into you are pretty much already set. So you're looking at U and V file releases now for if you want to try to roll things into a dev group. Just because they're so swamped with stuff, it's mm-hmm.
So if we were going to have in a year, like two times a year, that we were going to say, okay, this is up to, you know, everyone, please update your priorities. What would be meeting with SIGs on a regular basis? And ostensibly, they are going to be in the habit of updating those priorities as they change. But if we were going to have two dates where we publish the priorities dashboard, I mean, it's always available on Confluence, but like push it out to people. When would those need to occur in a year?
I don't know if I'd worry about trying. So it's difficult because the file releases move around so much. Mm-hmm. They, if you could ping down when, let's say we were going to do two file releases a year, the first one is going to be generally available on July 1st. And we say the second one is going to be available on December 1st. And those are set deadlines for file releases. I think then you could plan when the SIGs could set their priorities. Mm-hmm. The problem is right now the release dates are flowing back and forth nonstop. It's a moving target. I'm not really sure though either is because of the dev cycles and the way they work, if you really even have to worry about it so much. If the SIGs keep their top five on the up, and we say we're going to review them every January, they're going to be reviewed, and every July they're going to be reviewed by the PC. Theoretically, the POs and devs can still look at what the top five are between there and pull things out, because mm-hmm. they're going to look at the top five and then break them down by the capacity for the dev group and the complexity of the task. They're not going to do them in order. So for instance, RA, they might grab priority number four because it's only two story points and they have that available, where priority number one is actually going to require two flower releases.
All right. So if we have two steps a year where we do a call to update, which probably needs to be at least a month out from when we try to publish the dashboard. Did you say maybe like shoot for July and January for publishing? So, I can't spell. So we do a call to update around like May and November.
So maybe if I can suggest something, mm-hmm. we should not be so squared about when we are doing it, but simply be, you know, right now for 2025, we are in this situation that Trillium is postponed with 6 months. Mm-hmm. So we have only one release this year. So mm-hmm. we should, you know, mirror the planning coming out of the decision happening in the release management stakeholder group. Mm-hmm. I think that will be better if we are mm-hmm. Being this flexible. And, you know, one thing we could ask with this major delay of Trillium is there any of the features currently on the dashboard we could have asked to have squeezed in? Mm-hmm. So that would be a way where we are, okay, taking notice of what's happening and then trying to navigate in that. And unfortunately, the planning is it requires quite a bit of navigation because shifting constantly.
I also have to drop for a 10 a.m. meeting. I think we've gotten to a good point here. We've got some updates here. I'll do a call for updates in the Slack as well. I would like to look at Jeremy's document that he introduced last week. It's linked here. It's shared in the chat during our meeting. Talk about the PC's role in this, because I think that there's a lot here. And in some ways, it's easier to work with some of the questions posed here in one document than in the multiple documents that have been, I can't get it to copy, that have been floating around. Is there anything else we need to talk about the communication with the TC? Anything else we need to add to the agenda for Thursday?
Just updates from the release, you know, the RMS, CC, TC. I think
I need to change the template here.
Yeah.
I will do that. I made a note.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. This has been great.
Hey.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Take care, everyone.